Welcome to Scripture Verse by Verse. My name is Michael Murat, and this is our 11th study in the book of Job. We come today to Job chapter 20, verse 1. And Father, we ask that you would add your blessing to the word that we're about to study. In Jesus' name, amen. Then Zophar, the Naamathite, answered and said, now, Zophar is going to take another shot at Job in this chapter. And he begins in verse 2, therefore, my anxious thoughts make me answer because of the turmoil within me. Zophar could not keep his mouth shut because he thought for sure that he had all the answers. Verse 3, I have heard the rebuke that reproaches me, and the spirit of my understanding causes me to answer. Job told Zophar that he was wrong. Zophar says, you've insulted me. I've called you a terrible sinner, and I said that's why you're suffering, and I'm not going to back down from that. Verse 4. Do you not know this of old, since man was placed on earth? Job, don't you know how things have been since man's beginning? Verse 5. That the triumphing of the wicked is short, and the joy of the hypocrite is but for a moment. Well, that's true. And he's going to say a lot of true things in this chapter. The good times of the wicked do not last very long. That's true. Verse 6. Though his haughtiness mounts up to the heavens, and his head reaches to the clouds. An evil person can make it big. I mean, they can become rich and famous through their unrighteousness. They can accomplish these things. Verse 7, yet he will perish forever like his own refuse. Those who have seen him will say, where is he? Their end will be terrible, forgotten and despised like raw sewage. Verse 8, he will fly away like a dream and not be found. Yes, he will be chased away like a vision of the night. The wicked, though one time famous, will be forgotten like a dream. A dream that cannot be remembered. It will be forgotten. Verse 9. The eye that saw him will see him no more, nor will his place behold him any more. The wicked become forgotten nobodies, is what he is saying. 10. His children will see the favor of the poor, and his children will seek the favor of the poor, and his hands will restore his wealth. The children of the ungodly suffer the consequences of their parents' sin. Ask the child of a drunk, and they'll tell you. Verse 11. His bones are full of his youthful vigor, but it will lie down with him in the dust. Oftentimes, the wicked, because of their lifestyle, they will die in the prime of life. Verse 12, though evil is sweet in his mouth, and he hides it under his tongue, the wicked savor their evil. Verse 13, though he spares it and does not forsake it, but still keeps it in his mouth, they prolong their evil as long as they possibly can. Verse 14, yet his food in his stomach turns sour. It becomes cobra venom within him. Sin is like poison food. It may taste fine, it may even taste good. But before long, you're going to pay. You're going to get violently ill. Verse 15, he swallows down riches and vomits them up again. God casts them out of his belly. The wicked love their sin, even though they gag on it. They love their sin and they want more, even though it kills them, or at least makes them very sick, causes a lot of problems. 16. He will suck the poison of cobras. The viper's tongue will slay him. They stuff themselves full of evil and it kills them, is what he is saying. 17. He will not see the streams, the rivers flowing with honey and cream. In other words, the wicked do not enjoy the pleasant things of life. They squander what could be very good times. They never see it. 18. He will restore that for which he labored and will not swallow it down. From the proceeds of business, he will get no enjoyment. They cannot enjoy fully the things that they work for. 19. For he has oppressed and forsaken the poor. He has violently seized a house which he did not build. Use people and take what does not belong to you. Just, you want to do that? That's your business. And you may get what you want, but you will not enjoy it. And it will cost you in the end. Verse 20. Because he knows no quietness in his heart, he will not save anything he desires. Self-centered people are never satisfied. They have no quietness in their heart. They are not satisfied. They are not happy with who they are because self makes a lousy God. And they are not happy with what they have because material things make lousy gods also. 21. Nothing is left for him to eat, therefore his well-being will not last. The greedy whine, lie, use force, and manipulate to get what they want, and then they lose it all in the end anyway. 22. In his self-sufficiency, he will be in distress. Every hand of misery will come against him. When they think they are close to having everything they want, trouble hits and they lose it all. 23. When he is about to fill his stomach, God will cast on him the fury of his wrath and will rain it on him while he is eating. God says, while they are filling their bellies with their sin, I will give them a taste of my anger also. 24. He will flee from the iron weapon. A bronze bow will pierce him through. God says, while the evil person is fleeing one set of troubles, they will run headfirst into another set. 25. It is drawn and comes out of the body. Yes, the glittering point comes out of his gall. Terrors come upon him. Verse 25 pictures the wicked being bounced around from trouble to trouble, getting close to death more than one time. 26. Total darkness is reserved for his treasures. An unfanned fire will consume him. It shall go ill with him who is left in his tent. Their lives will be counted as a complete waste. 27. The heavens will reveal his iniquity, and the earth will rise up against him. His iniquity will be revealed. Christ rejecting impenitent sinners will be judged by God, and it will be done in public too. Verse 28, the increase of his house will depart, and his goods will flow away in the day of his wrath. Nothing will survive God's wrath. Nothing the Christ-rejecting sinner loves will survive the anger of God. He will lose it all. His life will be a waste. 29. This is the portion from God for the wicked man, the heritage appointed to him by God. God has the sinner's future all planned out for him. And those are the things that he can look forward to. The things that Zophar has talked about in the last several verses. That is what they can look forward to. All this evil, unless they repent. And everything Zophar said was true. Let's go into chapter 21. Then Job answered and said, listen carefully to my speech, and let this be your consolation. People who are suffering do not need to be condemned or yelled at. They need someone who will listen to them. Job says, listen to me. Verse 3, bear with me, that I may speak. And after I have spoken, keep mocking. In other words, bear with what I have to say. And then after I'm done, you may mock me as much as you want. 4, as for me, is my complaint against man? And if it were, why should I not be impatient? In other words, Job is saying, I'm complaining about God, not man. Job is saying that he has lost his patience with God. 5, look at me and be astonished. Put your hand over your mouth. Look at me, Job says, and it'll make you sick to see what I have become. But do not say anything, because I don't want to hear your comments. 6, even when I remember, I am terrified, and trembling takes hold of my flesh. When Job compares himself now to what he used to be, he goes into shock. 7, why do the wicked live and become old? Yes, become mighty in power. And so in contrast to what his three friends were saying, the wicked sometimes have it very nice in this life. Job has it lousy. 8, their descendants are established with them in their sight, and their offspring before their eyes. Sometimes evil people get to watch their children succeed and be very happy. Job's children are all dead. 9, their houses are safe from fear, neither is the rod of God upon them. God doesn't discipline evil people, because like any parent, God only disciplines his children. Job is being disciplined, that's for sure. 10, their bull breeds without failure, their cow calves without miscarriage, their livestock are healthy. Job's livestock are all dead. 11, they send forth their little ones like a flock, and their children dance. Their children are happy, playing. Again, Job's children are all dead. 12, they sing to the tambourine and harp, and rejoice to the sound of the flute. The wicked have good times. They really live it up. Job cannot even smile. 13, they spend their days in wealth, and in a moment go down to the grave. They often have money, and many times the wicked die a painless death. In contrast to that, Job is broke, and he's in a tremendous amount of pain. And the point of the last 7 verses Job is trying to make is this. You cannot tell if someone is a terrible sinner by looking at their circumstances, because sometimes terrible sinners have it pretty good. 14. Yet they say to God, depart from us. We do not desire the knowledge of your ways. The wicked tell God to get out of their life, and yet often they have a pretty good life. 15. Who is the Almighty, that we should serve Him? And what profit do we have if we pray to Him? They say, God? Who cares about God? I'm not going to spend my time with God. What's in it for me? That is the attitude of the wicked. 16. Indeed, their prosperity is not in their hand. The counsel of the wicked is far from me. The God who wicked people want nothing to do with, and even mock, is the one who graciously gives them all the good that they enjoy. 17. How often is the lamp of the wicked put out? How often does their destruction come upon them? The sorrows God distributes in His anger. How often do evil people get the bad times they deserve in this life? Job asks. Implied answer, not very often. 18. They are like straw before the wind, and like chaff that the storm carries away. No doubt, the wicked will be blown away by God's wrath someday. Job understands that. Verse 19. They say, God lays up one's iniquity for His children. Let Him recompense him, that he may know it. Someone says, well, maybe God will punish wicked people's children. And Job says, God should punish evil people right away, so that they would know that they are guilty. Verse 20. Let his eyes see his destruction, and let him drink of the wrath of the Almighty. Let him feel the wrath of God. I mean right now. That's what they deserve. Verse 21. And we'll stop with this for today. For what does he care about his household after him, when the number of his months is cut in half? Wouldn't make sense to punish the children of the wicked people for the wicked people's sins? Because after a wicked person is dead, they won't care what happens to their children. It won't make any difference to them. We'll stop there for today, and we'll pick up our study next time right here. Until then, so long, everyone.